A question I have asked different fishermen over the years is, what is the motivation that keeps them going out fishing when there are so many obstacles and difficulties put in their way? If land-based workers and companies had to put up with as much as fishermen do, I wonder, would they be as committed to their jobs as fishermen are? Fishermen are men of the sea. Fishing families are people of the sea. They have a culture and a heritage which is the basis of their commitment. It was encapsulated for me at the fisheries demonstration in Cork by Tony O'Sullivan from Castletown Bear, holding a sign which declared that he was 35 years in the industry and would like to spend more years in it. But the present situation is very worrying. Things are tough in the industry at the moment?
Yeah, at the moment, yeah, they are. We need more quota, yeah, simple as that. We need more fish.
What's it that keeps the fishermen going in all that circumstance? What is it, just the culture, the tradition?
Oh, yeah, sure, we don't know anything else. It's the only job we can do now, so that's what keeps us going. We can't do anything else.
If I had the opportunity, I would personally play that interview to the Taoiseach, Micheál Martin, and the Minister for the Marine, Charlie McConnellogue, and ask them to explain their attitude towards the industry. As was well put on our podcast last week, they should listen to fishermen. They should also act on what fishermen say. Support the fishing industry. Support coastal communities. The industry is a vital food source to this island nation. It is time the government recognised that and strongly supported it.